Why Amy Coney Barrett Could Be a Powerful Heir to Antonin Scalia by Tessa Berenson. To hear U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett tell it, she is the late Justice Antonin Scalia's intellectual heir. His judicial philosophy is mine too, Barrett said at her nomination ceremony at the White House on September 26. In important ways, that's true. Barrett, who clerked for Scalia, practices both originalism, which interprets the Constitution according to what adherents claim was the framers' intent, and textualism, which interprets laws based on the meaning of the words rather than the aims of the legislators. But there is a significant difference between the two. Style. While Scalia could be brutal in his opinions, castigating ideological opponents, Barrett is diplomatic. Her friends, former students, and colleagues describe her as confident in her legal analyses, willing to debate, and unfailingly polite. Of the current justices, she'd be most like Scalia, philosophically, says Judge Lawrence Silberman of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. But her rhetoric would be much less combustible. That, say supporters and detractors, may make Barrett a powerful advocate of Scalia's legacy. While Scalia was famously friends with Ruth Bader Ginsburg outside of court, his take-no-prisoners opinions at work sometimes alienated fellow conservatives. Barrett's collegiality, in contrast, may help her pull the court's new six-justice conservative majority further to the right. She might be able to work the middle, where the other conservatives are, even though her position is not necessarily of moderate conservatism, says Melissa Murray, an NYU professor of constitutional law. Julie Gunigel, a liberal prosecutor and one of the judge's former students, says that Barrett's combination of ideology and courtesy makes her more effective, more dangerous, positioning her to influence not just votes, but also the language of opinions that become the law of the land.